everyone. This is Tim Malone, Online Big Blue, bringing you the best in New York Giants sports talk and entertainment. Whatever happened to old school rap? I was just thinking about that. I found a whole bunch of CDs, and I found my 200-disc CD changer. And I laugh because the youngins are like, what are CDs? And there were these round silver things you used to put in your CD player and listen to music. Just listen to some Cool Moe D. Because it's cool being Cool Moe D. I miss Cool Moe D. I know he's still around, but I miss him. I wanted to talk, of course, some things going on in Giant Land. I want to talk about this guy named Kurt Warner. I know I'm putting quotations being his name and no one can see it because I'm not on camera today. But I want to talk about this Kurt Warner guy. What does he know? And I love how fans only see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear in these videos. And I get that a lot in my videos. Because people leave comments. And there was one gentleman, we'll call him, telling me that I was bashing Daniel Jones. And I even so succinctly put it to him, did you just read the thumbnail, not listen to the video, when I said multiple times Daniel Jones had an outstanding game. Daniel Jones deserved to win. Daniel Jones had the best game of the season. I give all the credit in the world to the game that Daniel Jones had. All he heard was, you hate Daniel Jones. You hate Daniel Jones. All I said is Kyler Murray and three other quarterbacks had better games than Daniel Jones and won. And then the NFL comes out. Who? With the offensive players of the week. Who could they have been? Kyler Murray and Derrick Henry? That's just crazy talk. Guy who throws for 400 yards, three touchdowns. And rushes one in, and that bum wins? I don't know what the hell the NFL was thinking. They're a bunch of morons. But I want to talk about, before I get into Kurt Warner, this Kurt Warner guy, I want to talk about the trap game here in Atlanta. Now, of course, I understand a trap game usually follows a win, or usually follows multiple wins. And then you get into a game where you're lulled into a sense of self, you know, you're lulled into a sense of security that you have the ability to win this game and win this game handily and win that game handily. And of course, what happens is the wheels fall off the bus and you lose the game. There's been multiple times in Giant Nation. I keep hitting things on that damn table today. There's been multiple times in Giant history that we have lost trap games, that we have fallen into Admiral Akbar as a trap. Those are for the Star Wars people out there. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. My son is. I didn't really see all my movies, the Star Wars movie, till I had a kid. I always laugh because I was like, how can you be wearing a Star Wars? Because I was doing other things. I was doing things that were a little bit more fun than watching Star Wars movies back in the day. But it's one of those things that you get lulled into the sense that you're going to win a game and you don't. And like I said, multiple times, it's usually after you fall multiple wins. Well, this is an interesting trap game to me because this is an 0-2 team who has a trap game. And the trap game is we can't go 0-3. And the biggest issue is if we do, the season could technically be lost. Because the Giants' schedule after this game, there's not a lot of gimme games on this schedule. You play the Saints. You don't know who you're going to get with Jameis Winston. That's not a gimme game because that's in New Orleans. Or not New Orleans, it would be in Jacksonville. You play the Cowboys. You play the Rams at home. You play the Panthers. You play the Chiefs. You play the Raiders. You play the Bucks. Your nearest, what I would say, and it's not even a gimme game anymore, is the Eagles. And that's not until November. And then you got the Dolphins, the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Eagles again. And your next gimme game could be the Bears. So this is an important statement game. This is a game where we have to come out and just show that we are capable of beating teams that we are supposed to be better than. Plain and simple, that's it. Make a statement this game. Throw down the gauntlet, Joe Judge, to your team and say, we need to beat this team 34-17. We need the defense to come back and show that we are a top 10 defense like we were predicted to be. Because all the people that want to bash the Giants offense and Jason Garrett, we can't touch James Jones though. All the people that want to bash those guys, you put up 29 points, almost 400 yards, you should win that game. You should win it. We're not going to talk about the red zone issues that Daniel Jones has because he does no wrong. We'll get to that bum Warner in a minute. What the hell is he thinking? What is he, like a Super Bowl winning quarterback? MVP, whatever. He's a bum. But this is a game we have to win. This is a game we have to make a statement on. We have to show the rest of the NFL and our own fan base that we can win this game. But the problem is there are some issues. You still have Matt. They still have Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan. You still have what's his name? Calvin Ridley. You got Kyle Pitts, who's going to scare the, but who should scare the bejesus out of all Giant fans, because I don't think we have a linebacker on that team that can cover him. I'm not even 100% sure we have a safety on that team that can cover him. If we go into the soft shell zone and he parks himself in the middle of that zone, disaster will happen. We got to find the pass rush. We have 3 sacks in 2 games, and 2 of them came from Ojulari. Ojulari, Chintani, sorry. Just feel like singing today. It's one of those, days. I read some of my comments and they got me fired up. Because people are stupid. I'm smart and people are stupid. And I'm being sarcastic before someone puts that out there. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. Well, I am. Again, sarcasm. Sarcasm. I have to create a sarcasm button because a lot of people don't understand sarcasm. But we need to just, because I heard from the Denver game and I heard from the Washington game how these games were going to be gimmies from Giant fans, how these games were going to be, we're going to win these games, we're going to win these games handily. And I got ripped for repeatedly saying, no, guys, you need to take a look at this. And like an idiot, I had them losing both of these games, the Giants, and I put my fan hat on at the last minute. Because at the end of the day, even though I take a step back, I'm still a fan. I still want to see the team win. But I kind of knew in my heart of hearts they weren't going to win. So putting my fan hat off to the side, this is a must. And I said last week was a must-win game. This is even more of a must-win game because if you go 0-3 with the rest of the schedule, you don't see another potential gimme-type game till November 28th. And the Eagles right now are not playing hard. I want to talk about this bum Kurt Warner, this Hall of Fame quarterback, MVP, whatever. Whatever. What right does he have to break down film? We got Giants YouTubers that break down film all the time. This Warner guy is going to come out and try to break down film because, like, he knows something about being an NFL quarterback. I'd rather have a guy that's never played the game break down the film and show me things. Kurt Warner, and I'll have to try to post a video into my comments or whatever it is. He broke down the Giants films of the Washington game. And I love it because I was reading some of the comments on this page, and it's from Giant fans, and they were like, see, it's all Jason Garrett's fault. His routes are antiquated. It's this, it's that, it's this. And none of it was Daniel Jones' fault. That's amazing. But then when you actually watch the full 17 minutes, Kurt Warner points out on numerous occasions when Daniel Jones had one-on-one coverage deep and didn't go deep. He also pointed out on a couple occasions how our receivers are not running very tight routes. Yeah, and he also pointed out some issues with Jason Garrett and some of the play calling as well. So he did a very good breakdown, a solid breakdown of the entire Giant offense. And he wasn't just pointing the finger at Jason Garrett or Daniel Jones or the receiver. He pointed it at everybody and showed, okay, Daniel Jones missed these reads. Daniel Jones had one-on-one coverage multiple times down the sidelines, and he didn't take the shot. He went short. He went for the dump off. And the same thing, he was showing how receivers were not really running as tight as routes as they should be running on certain situations, and how certain play calling in certain situations, Jason Garrett, were probably not the best options to go to against the defenses that they were seeing. Now, a lot of that also has to be the fact that your quarterback needs to check out of those and change the routes, change the hot routes. Just knowing that. But he pointed it out directly from all aspects of the Giant offense. But I love it because you got a portion of Giant fans that only saw it was blah, 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 blah. Jason Garrett didn't do this. Blah, 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 blah. There comes that music in again. We had to, I don't know what's going on with me today. Another day the music came in. I got to get this shit sick. I get my shit wired tight. But like I was saying, some Giant fans heard were blah, 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 blah. Jason Garrett did this. Blah, 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 blah. Jason Garrett, blah, 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 blah. You didn't hear anything else. I think that video was probably one of the most honest and accurate assessments of the Giants offense and some of the issues that we have, even as we are still scoring 29 points. And I think people in Giant Nation need to look at it, but look at it taking the rose colored Daniel Jones glasses off. You know, we're just going to take these glasses right here, put them on the counter, and listen to what he actually says. There's plenty of blame to go around. It's not just Jason Garrett's fault. It's not just Daniel Jones's fault. It's not just the receiver's fault. It's everyone's. And if you're a quarterback, and I love how Kenny came out and said, well, I wasn't yelling at Daniel Jones. I was yelling at the offensive coordinator. That doesn't make it any better because the offensive coordinator doesn't throw the ball to you. Your quarterback does. And I saw at least on three separate occasions where Daniel Jones had one-on-one coverage on both sidelines and decided to check it down. You got to let it loose. You got to let it rip. And the same thing with the receivers. Some of the routes they're running aren't very tight. They're running them too wide. Same with Jason Garrett. Some of the play calling he has is not conducive to go against some of the defenses that we're seeing. It's a mixed bag for everyone, so you can't just blame one person. And I think that should be the quote of the day. I think it was in the old G.I. Joe TV show from the 80s. And at the end, they always had like a PSA. That always like, you know, don't start fires because fires are bad. G.I. Joe says fires are bad. And they always, and then the end of it always was, and now you know. So that's how we're going to end it today. And now you know. And again, this is Tim with Online Big Blue, bringing you the best in New York Giants sports talk and entertainment. And as always, if you could like, if you subscribe, ring that bell, you know what it means. That'd be awesome.